You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
All right, Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Man, we got the local, we got the state, we got the national issues. That's it. We are live right now in the Right Side studios. It is July the 26th. It is, but that being said, let me kick into my opening comments. It's going to lead to number one of the Triple Dipper about broken windows. But let me just start by saying this. So I had an experience once during the early days of the war in Afghanistan. I was there just after the invasion on a small special operations team living for a year among the Afghan people. My six-man team and a U.S. Army Special Forces team, we were together in a remote region that we were hours away from any military base. We rode horses, we grew beards, we operated very independently as we established relations among the local and tribal leaders. In Afghanistan, it seemed like everywhere you looked, you could find evidence of devastation. I mean, if it wasn't destruction caused by a near decade of Taliban thuggery, then it was leftover destruction from the days of the Soviet occupation. Landmines were everywhere. Old destroyed tanks and armored vehicles lay by the sides of the road in ditches. Scraps of weapons here and there. Farmers choosing to plow or not plow in their fields based upon where they remembered that bombs might still be in the ground. Basically, all the detritus of war was commonplace, so much so that the people of the country just, you know, lived among it. I once saw a full-size bridge, y'all, a bridge, with the abutments being made out of former Soviet tanks whose holes had been filled up with dirt and concrete to make the base for the bridge to stand on. I kid you not. I have pictures of kids playing on an old destroyed armored personnel carrier like it was part of their playground. My headquarters, though, now was well to the south in Kabul. My team's area of operations is up in the north past the Hindu Kush Mountains. The Hindu Kush is a term, it's a name, it's Dari for the blood of the Hindus. Because it was said that in centuries past that invaders from the south in what is now India and Pakistan, they died trying to get over those mountains. So the Hindu Kush is the blood of the Hindus. Well, the Hindu Kush Mountains, though, are beautiful. Epic snow-covered peaks so high the rarefied air made it nearly impossible to fly military helicopters over them. But on a few occasions, I did have to come in from the field and go to headquarters for business. It was no small thing to get there, but on one occasion, one of my guys and I made it down there, and then we got stuck. There were no air assets to move us back north. We were locked down. My team was still out there, though. Well, after 5 days, I finally convinced my commander that if he would just give me two old Toyota trucks from the motor pool, that I would head north overland. Now, this was no small thing, but we did it. And for quite a while, we were the only Americans that I know of to have traveled the entire length of that route over the Hindu Kush Mountains by way of the highest tunnel complex in the world that was built by the Soviets. It's called the Selang Pass Tunnel. It was high adventure, let me tell you. No interpreter with us, just a handful of Americans, including one intrepid reporter from the New York Times who heard what we were doing and he wanted to tag along. We passed through every war-torn village and bombed-out structure as we made our way north. But I'll never forget one village high in the mountains. It was like it was well above the rest of the world. It had beautiful fields of cultivated sunflowers and crops that were growing beside rushing mountain streams with little ornate footbridges. Even the traditional small brown mud brick homes that the Afghan people lived in that village, that had stacked up the hillsides, they'd perched over streams, even those seemed well kept and beautiful. I told one of my guys, it was like the war had never even been to that village. And it felt like we had just discovered Shangri-La. But you know what the real difference was? The real difference was the people cared. They cared enough in that village in the high mountains of Afghanistan. They cared enough to not live amongst the debris of the lowlands. The villagers there cared, and they would not succumb to the mindset that this is just how it is. They took care. They had pride in their homes. They lived with the understanding that they could not change the world, but they could change where they lived, and it was so evident. I would love to go back and see it again one day under different circumstances. But here's the thing. Here's my point in telling you that story. The point is that the people of any community do not have to just settle for disruption and disorder. They don't. You know, while I'm not a fan of big government and attempts by too many in office to expand the scope of government, I can tell you that I fully acknowledge that there is a role for government. and to provide for the common defense, support the general welfare, and ensure domestic tranquility. Well, those are written into our founding documents. Those are government roles. Those are essential services. The police powers of government to actually provide for the general welfare, that's a big deal. And too often now, liberals especially feel that their role in various positions is to make life easier for the criminals and harder for the law-abiding citizens. And too often the law-abiding citizens become like the vast number of Afghans that I saw who just accepted that they were to live amongst the spoils of societal upheaval, just had to live with it. But that village in the mountains, they got it. They knew. They did not have to settle. That's why I'm a fan of what some people refer to as broken windows policing. If you haven't heard of it, broken windows policing, it's a social science theory that holds that if a window in a building is broken and not repaired, then before you know it, the rest of the windows are going to be broken. Just one unrepaired broken window is like a signal that no one cares. And so breaking more windows, you know, no penalties, no cost. There's no reason to be a criminal and think that you're going to have any, you know, visible payback. Visible signs of crime, antisocial behavior, social disorder, those all create an environment that encourages further crime and disorder. It eventually leads to more serious and even deadly crimes. The theory suggests that policing methods that target minor crimes like vandalism, loitering, public drinking, jaywalking, fare evasion, that if you enforce those small, low-level crimes, it helps to create an atmosphere of order and lawfulness. It was that same theory that Mayor Rudy Giuliani used to help clean up New York City and return it to the jewel of the world. And just the opposite was done by Mayor de Blasio to tear law and order apart and make it hard for tourists now to want to go there. So basically, the broken windows theory is a community saying to the criminal element that disorder and crime and violence will not be tolerated. Because we live here. This is our home. And we care. Well, right now, I can look around and see even here close. In Birmingham, Alabama, the mayor is issuing blanket pardons for drug offenses dating all the way back to the 1990s. One of the DAs in Jefferson County has said that he's not going to enforce Alabama's abortion laws, just choosing not to do it. You can see the effects on soft-on-crime policies in places like Atlanta, Chicago, San Francisco, and yes, even right here in Birmingham. And for too long, the people of the Magic City have just accepted that there's nothing they can do. They just live with it because, well, just because. But law and order matters. It's about quality of life. And if a village in the high places of Afghanistan can make itself look like a postcard, then we can do it right here at home too. Because this is our house. And it matters. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. That sets the stage right there. I'm going right down that road in number one here on the Triple Dipper. Because law and order does matter. It's about quality of life, y'all. It's about a community saying we care. We care enough to live here, but we care enough to keep here in order. And when you allow disorder, you destroy quality of life. And it's not right. So I'm saying broken windows, let's fix them. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.